Topics.
Welcome to America Tonight, the best water cooler buzz in the business. And boy, do we have a jam-packed hour coming up. Of course, we're going to talk about nuclear energy, fair or foul. Are you on board or have you bailed on the idea of nuclear power plants and building more of them? Because before all of this happened and Japan got shook up, lots of conversation about emulating the French and, by the way, the Japanese. We're going to talk about that. We're going to check your mail. The mailbag is full once again. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. One of my chores is to clean out the inbox. Otherwise, I get the red alert sign. I hate it. You are in danger. And I always think, what happens if I just let it go? Take a chance. Let it hit the line all the way up. I don't know what happens then. I don't think it deletes them all, but I think you can't send them in anymore. It would stop you. So I don't want to block any of you out because I'm always beating you up about sending me your thoughts. And by the way, you can certainly throw in your two cents at any time during the show. Let me give you the 800 number right at the top before I even talk about half of what we're going to talk about, except for, you know, we're going to decide on the fair or foul thing here. Do we move forward with this? Do we punt? Do we, take a step back, take a closer look? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Couple of things. One, let's talk about Japan right from the get-go. The tragedy, now the aftermath of all of this, the conversations about trying to find people are missing, how some survived hanging on to stairways when the water was down below, finding a spot where they could just barely miss the edges of the water or the tsunami's path, because boy, what a path of destruction that was. You see those photos, and I think when it happens initially, when the tsunami or when the earthquake hit, we were on the air broadcasting from Los Angeles. And, of course, the early reports are different. What was it seismically? Some reports were so erroneous. Oh, 6.8. Oh, yeah, 8. whatever. But, geez, it was out further and it doesn't look like there was much damage. Then you say, whoa, wait a second. Are you looking at this video? And you look closer at the video and you realize, and I've said this on a previous show, and you talk to people who have survived tsunamis, and what it is all of the stuff that is destroyed that's washed away. Certainly, you could be, some people were in homes that were just swoosh, they were gone, or in the train, where it went right over top of the train. But a lot of people, what happened was, they were hit by the debris. They got caught in the swirling water and then ultimately were killed because of whatever the debris was there, boats, whatever, you know, whatever was part of the destruction that made its way through several towns. The big concern now is how severe is it? While we're talking about 3,000 plus dead and so many missing, there is no accurate body count, if you will. So while that's going on, the trying to look for survivors, because there still are people who are not connected with family, and then finding bodies and cleaning up debris, there is this horrific thing with the nuclear power plant. So a new fire breaks out Wednesday. And crews have been struggling to control this since the earthquake and the tsunami. There's massive radiation fears. They're trying to avoid a full-on nuclear crisis. Our ships moved back, if you will, a little bit further away from the plant. and that you, because they don't want to be downwind. There's concern on the West Coast about what happens with radiation. In fact, we had a caller, might have been Rick in Illinois, in our previous show, who said, what about those people on the West Coast? And they have to be concerned. And I have checked now with two different people, two different experts who say, for what it's worth, that what happens is that will dissipate. Yes, if you're talking about a 19-mile radius around the power plant, they're evacuating the people, they're telling them to stay in, all of that. That bubble around it, very dangerous area, because the levels of the radiation, who knows, all of that. But outside of it, as it gets further away, it supposedly gets heavy and dissipates, falls down, basically. If that quells any of the fears, some people listening to me on the West Coast. The thing is, though, if you're looking for the pills, the iodine pills, forget about it, because there's like a run. I mean, there's a run on the stuff all over the West. If you have relatives in other places, ask them to send them to you if it makes you feel better, because it's all about what makes you feel better. That's, in the end, you have to feel comfortable. How bad is it? Will it affect me? Geez, I'm in Palo Alto. I don't know. I'm in Santa Cruz. I'm up in the Bay Area. I'm, you know, wherever. I'm on the peninsula. I'm on the central coast of California, wherever you might be. So now we fast forward this and say, you're concerned about the people in Japan. In America, there's lots of fundraising going on. 91 countries are trying to help the Japanese however they can. And the idea is, let's avert this nuclear crisis, help the people, do whatever we can. But it definitely makes you think, okay, what about here in the United States? Yay or nay when it comes to building more plants? I say yay, with the caveat that you have to do as much investigating as possible and meet all the regs, and then some, and then also, where are you building them? None are in California because there's a moratorium. But California got a little bit of that tsunami. They're cleaning up the damage in Northern California and Santa Cruz. They say up to $50 million worth of damage. But, you know, the tsunami hit Hawaii. Listen to what some of the people had to say about the tsunami there.
Everything was like matchboxes, just went like nothing. The waves is powerful. I mean, it went, you know, we're right here by the ocean, but it went all the way back at least 150 feet or more. I mean, 150 yards back.
All this glass had been broken out. There was a kayak in the living room. The refrigerator is all kapokai laying on its back. And this house was about 2 feet deep in water.
It's completely devastating. This is devastating. It looks so different.
Well, so you can see people were upset there. It's interesting. Some people mentioned Hawaii, but most of the conversation was really about the West Coast, not so much about Hawaii and what happened in Honolulu or any of the other islands and what they saw and whatnot. But just devastating, the effects of that earthquake from last week. So throughout the show, we're going to be talking fair or foul on the nuclear power plants. We'll do that. Coming up on the, and you can also throw in your 2 cents, like I said, at the top, 800-259-5791. Coming up, though, we're going to check those emails, lots of them, some of them about the nukes. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
2012 is fast approaching. A shift is coming. Time is folding upon itself, and the world around us is accelerating. Join wisdom teacher Sriram Ka and angelic oracle Kira Ra for 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net each week as they guide us through this journey to enlightenment and abundant living. Learn the power of living unconditionally, growing into God, consciousness, and living with self-ascension. Let go of the chaos. Tune in to 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net.
Here's a smart way to feed your family better food at lower cost and have more fun doing it. Just go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Hovey's Outdoor Adventures. Hovey discusses inexpensive hunting and fishing trips using fascinating and sometimes startling techniques to provide for your family. You'll even get recipes and cooking tips, as well as advice on hunting tools. So listen each week to a new episode of Hovey's Outdoor Adventures on WebTalkRadio.net for a fun and smart approach to outdoor radio.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Should we continue to pursue the nuclear power path? I say yes. I already mentioned there's a moratorium in California. We were talking about the coastline. There's a concern there. I'll throw this in again. I lived near the Diablo nuclear power plant in San Luis Obispo when I lived in Cali. Every place I lived, I lived in Morro Bay. I lived in a place called Pismo Beach. I was within a 19-mile radius of that plant. So if that happened, theoretically, I would be one of those people that would have to be inside. There is a little bit of a fault line not too far off the shoreline. People are concerned there. There have been protests in the past. They pass all the safety inspections and have public hearings and talk about that. Now there's demand for another public hearing. There's a big push. And even the White House was pushing for it, so they're not backing off nuclear energy. In fact, the president a couple years ago pointed to Japan and England and France as being the two countries to emulate in what they're doing with green energy, with electricity, etc., through the nuclear power plants. So we're going to take some calls in a second, but first, quickly, we're going to go to some emails, since I've been inviting the emails over this. Here's one from Willie B. Kate, I still like the idea of nuclear energy. Yes, it is catastrophic. It is sad. It's awful for the people in Japan. It's terrible what's happened, the earthquake, the tsunami, and now the nuclear power plant. Just horrific. What can you say? Accidents happen. A terrible, terrible tragedy for Japan, but we can't base our life on accidents. The United States should pursue rigorously building more nuclear power plants. This is the way to go. This one is from Sam Parsons. Hello, America. Tonight, Katie Kate, I've been enjoying the show for quite some time. I like how you talk about a lot of different things instead of pounding into the ground one thing over and over again. On the subject of nuclear power, I know something about this. I've looked into what they're doing in France, and it's amazing. Imagine the money we'll save. We talk about the economy all the time, jobs also that'll be created. I think if there is a path to build more power plants, it should definitely, definitely be pursued. Okay, so we have some other emails on a couple of other subjects not related to nuclear power. And I did something last night. I was talking to Doc Wallach, and I got a lot of emails from you afterwards hearing what Doc Wallach had to say. Remember, I've said this. I don't take prescription pills. I've never taken prescription pills. Don't like the idea of it. Can't stand to see what's happened to people I know that take pills after pills after pills, and they just get on this cycle. I think we're a pill-pushing society. So I'm all about the natural stuff. If you can do it that way, you should do it that way. We all need to get healthy, including myself. So I jumped on board with AmericaTonightTeam.com, and here is the truth of it. Here's the truth of the matter. Do you know that I have not taken vitamins since I was a kid taking Flintstone vitamins? Yeah, that's what Fred says. Can't be good. Everyone I know is just, they just look at me like they can't believe I'm not taking supplements. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They say. So here's the scoop. What I'm getting is the majestic earth beyond tangy tangerine. And the reason why is because it has the stuff that I need. It has the vitamins, the amino acids, all those nutrients that I have not been getting. Don't tell too many people. Oop, it's radio, so I guess I just told everyone. So I love what Ben Fuchs has to say. He's coming on the show again on Thursday. You know, I told him I was the salt princess, and he definitely has me sold that, listen, this is what you need to do. You need to get healthy, lady. So when you're bending over and then bending back up again, you can breathe normally. I know what he means by that. I know what he means. And so now's the time for me, because I want to age well. I don't want to be in a situation where all of a sudden my immune system breaks down and everything falls apart because I haven't been taking care of myself as far as the nutrients. So you can check out what I'm on if you go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. And you just, it's got products there. It's easy to maneuver. If you just click on preferred customer, and it's pretty, it's a song. It doesn't cost very much. I went through one of those health stores because, of course, you know, I haven't been on supplements, and I saw the prices and I was like, ooh, I see why this works better. I understand. So Robert sent me this email. He said, I just caught part of your show last night. Your guest was a doctor, Doc Wallach, who talked about nutrition and how to help diabetes. My wife is a diabetic, and I would like to know where to get the information, which I just told you, AmericaTonightTeam.com, to maybe help her. And thanks. Enjoy your show. Even though where I live, a lot of times I'm listening to it pre-recorded at WGEM Quincy, Illinois. We like our folks in Quincy, Illinois. That's right, because some hours are live for people and sometimes you get them afterwards. So go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. Here's another one. I'll knock this down quickly, too. And, you know, usually what I'll do is I'll also send you an email, by the way, if you're listening to this and saying, oh, what did she say? I can't remember the website. I'm just like Kate. I'm dyslexic when I sort of had this hearing where I get some of it and then I miss the rest of it. It's not selective hearing. It's that your mind is working so fast. That's what happens. Your mind is processing, right? So you don't get it all. You catch bits and pieces of it. Okay, so here's one. This one is from Elizabeth Butcher, who says, Kate, I just heard you talking about supplements with the doc, and I was wondering more about the information. I went to America Tonight, your website, and I couldn't find anything. That's my fault. I guess I wasn't clear. It's a separate site so that you can clearly see everything, and you can see what I'm taking. AmericaTonightTeam.com. AmericaTonightTeam.com. Matt, do you take vitamins?
I do. I take a multivitamin every day, and I also take a zinc tablet as well every day.
Yeah, and the zinc, you know, that's what the pharmacist, that's what pharmacist Ben was talking about. He said that's what I needed because I do. I have too much salt intake. Not that I'm pouring salt on my food. It's all the salt that I get in the foods.
Well, I do the zinc for the immune system benefit, and also it helps with your metabolism as well. So
Ooh.
That's probably what you're looking for. But
yes.
I do it for the immune system because, and I'm not even lying when I say this, I've been sick just one time this winter, and it was when I ran out of zinc for 3 days. And the rest of the time, I haven't been sick. And you know, you talk to me every day almost,
yeah.
And I have not been sick really this winter.
Yeah, no kidding. Zinc, here I come. Seriously.
It's the secret of the Nordic.
It is. It's the secret. It's the secret. It doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. But I know, that's terrible. It's terrible to admit that I was... The last time I took vitamins was Fred Flintstone. No wonder. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Quickly, we can squeeze in Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Well, how are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. What's on your mind?
Besides 1,000 people showing up at that demonstration before tonight's hockey game with signs yelling Bettman sucks.
Really? Because they want something done with what happened and the idea of anything, any kind of... anything to do with head, not head-butting, but any head, anything toward the head.
Right, and they're also talking about maybe the league should reinforce the padding, you know, around the turnbuckles that separates, you know, that separates the benches. But I'm thinking, why didn't they do that beforehand? This is like, you know, like I said last night, it's like closing the barn door after the horse has been stolen, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, see,
yeah.
I mean, I know of people who are right now thinking about taking their children out of minor hockey. Because of this, because, kids see their favorite player, try to emulate their favorite players. But if they see this, you know, they're going to think, hey, if they do it in the NHL, I can do it in my, you know, my Pee Wee League or whatever. So,
Yeah, no kidding. I agree. I think, well, the more people protest, if you've got people protesting, you know, Bettman, that's when Bettman's going to react anyway. He's
right.
Going to react to that. He's not just going to let that hang out there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Also you were talking about some of the tsunami and some of the radioactive stuff. It might even hit the west coast of BC here in Canada.
Oh, so I bet you the people are running out to get the iodine pills.
Oh, you know it. Anyway, take care. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Slammin' Sammy. Don in Wyoming, we're throwing a lasso out to you. Don't go away. That goes for the rest of you, too. You can chime in, 800-259-5791. Kicking the can down the road.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Can you feel it? See it? Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So let's set this straight. After what's been going on at the nuclear plant, the radiation surge, the workers can't go back in. It's too dangerous. So the search continues for people who fell in the quake and the tsunami. In other words, bodies, sad to say. But the ops at the nuclear power plant, that's all been quelled. Too dangerous. Too dangerous. So you had another fire and you have a radiation surge. It does give you pause and make you think, And I'm one pushing for nuclear power. I said the French did it so well. Why can't we beat the French at this? Why are they better at this than us? I think it's a long time coming. In fact, from the get-go, when I jumped on America Tonight, when we would talk about alternatives, that was one of the things I talked about. And I know all about the nuclear power plants, having had a good friend who still works in one of the biggest ones, or should I say one that gets a lot of attention. and it's the Diablo Canyon plant. It's near San Luis Obispo, California, on the central coast of California. People there are concerned because they've got a fault. They call it a shoreline fault that they say might spark a meltdown. It's about a half mile off the shoreline, but when you ask PG&E about it, when you talk with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and you talk to PG&E because they own the plant, what they'll say is, listen, it's a low slip rate fault. They're just not as critical, not as critical. The idea is that there are 19 new reactors or applications. The NRC is looking at applications for 19 new reactors across the country. Most of the new plants are for sites where reactors already are. By the way, none in California because there is a moratorium on new nuclear power plants. The president has been proposing expanding nuclear power. In fact, he's been pushing for it for the last couple of years. When he's asked about it, the White House is not backing down at this point. They're not backing down and saying, this gives us pause and we can't do that. On the other hand, Congressman Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts, is calling for a moratorium on additional reactors in any areas that would be quake prone. That makes sense. And new safety measures at existing plants. Makes sense. Safety, safety, safety. Of course. Do it bigger, badder, better. That's the idea, right? Can't you do it bigger, badder, better? So I say you don't back off of it. Hillary Clinton said this about Japan. Of course, what we're all thinking, it's worth throwing this in.
I want to, on behalf of the United States, express both our condolence and our solidarity with the government and people of Japan. Japan is always a very generous donor to any disaster anywhere in the world. And today the world comes together to support Japan in its hour of need.
Okay, so quickly, let's go out to our pal, Princess Love. Princess, I know you have an opinion on this.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. You know what I was thinking? How calm the people in Japan are. They're not panicking. It's hard to explain. You see them, they're not panicking. They're being polite. They're helping other people. Oh, they're not raiding stores while the stores have been, flooded too. It just amazes me how they are. I
agree with you. It's interesting. There is no looting. You're right. Where you've got matchbooks, basically, where houses stood, and, sticks, matchsticks, that's what it looks like, where you could have people that would go in and could rip off things, let's face it, because there's still some stuff there, but really you're not seeing any of that. You're not hearing any of that. None of the video coming back illustrates that. Absolutely.
Did you hear about a guy, he was in a store, and he would want to get some water, and there were six waters, like water bottles. And know what he did? He took two for himself and kept the three there for other people. So they were thinking about their neighbors, which is pretty awesome. So they got what they need, and they didn't scramble. No, I mean, they weren't panicked. It was just amazing. They're helping each other.
Yeah, bravo, and they should in this situation because this is a catastrophe, full-on catastrophe. Over 3,000 dead, and let's face it, that number, this is going to be much higher than that. And it was a three-pronged attack, basically, the quake, then the tsunami, and now this whole thing with the nuclear power plant in that one area.
That's a lot to think about what they're going through. And at the same time, they're helping other people. I think we should learn from that when something happens to us.
Yeah, bravo. You know? Good call. Princess Love. Yeah. How about some applause from all of our folks there in Minneapolis? Are they sitting on their hands? Woo, you got some applause. You made the meter rise. Excellent. Thanks. Keep listening. She's one of our chatters. If you go to americatonight.net, you can see us on screen. And she's right. We can learn from that guess what? You don't have to be an opportunist and start to rip people off when there's a dire circumstance around you. And that's not what we're seeing. That's not what we're hearing about. All right, Don in Wyoming, it's your turn. Thanks for hanging through. What's up, Don?
Hey, Kate. That comment by Hillary you just had on there a little bit ago, and all, she showed up on the part that Japan's one of our creditors, so
That's right, along with China.
Gotta be nice to the bank, you know, but, you know, and I was a princess there, you know, it's a great comment she brought up, you know, today, I lived there for 4 years, I loved it, you know, sometimes I wish I still lived there, and, you know, it's just learning that society is just, you know, Japanese society, and you can really understand how it led up to the pre-thinking of World War II and in their expansion. They're just, you know, there's so much integrity and respect, you know, between the and the families. I don't know if that's most of that's based off of the religion there, and Shintoism or Hindu or not Hindu, Buddhism, you know. But they really are. I mean, of all the societies I've seen, there's, you know, there's crime in Japan. Don't think that it's utopia, you know. But it's everything is just so frowned down upon. And if you do something, and, you know, it reflects upon your family, and that's, you know, most people here don't care about this when they're committing crime. They're not thinking about the, you know, how it looks upon their family and how disgraceful
right.
it is, you know.
You're right.
And it's just they're just wonderful people. But they're also at the same time, and I hope this is not going on with the nuclear issue that's going on over there. They're very prideful in the sense that, you know, all the world's experts are probably trying to deal with this problem that they're having right now, and I just hope that they're listening to, you know, other points of view of what they should do. You know, the main thing that I've heard from this reactor, these four reactors at the Fukushima plant is that, you know, their water supply got interrupted, and that's why they can't cool them down. You know, they have fresh water, and so that's something that they do need to look into, and, you know, maybe, you know, require these plants to be, you know, hey, you know, you guys got to have a massive water backup supply. I don't know if they're going to have water storage tanks or something, or build many reservoirs, you know, close to the plant so that, you know, in case something like that happens. You know, Kate, everywhere on this planet you go, and, you know, I wish there was one spot you could sit there and go, you know, I mean, for example, Kate, I would love, you saw the Tom Cruise movie Night and Day.
Yeah.
Yes. He had his own little island there into the Caribbean. That would be utopia for me, to have my own little island there in the Caribbean. But guess what? You get hurricanes in the Caribbean, you know, Kate? Everywhere on this planet, there is some form of weather that you're going to even, you know, that you're going to be affected with that could cause catastrophe, you know? I mean, there's no one spot you can move to and go, okay, I don't got to worry about earthquakes. I don't got to worry about tornadoes. I don't got to worry about hurricanes. I don't got to worry about, you know, tsunamis. There's just nothing. You know, it's just, I guess it's just part of being here on Earth, you know, there's always this possibility, you know, and, but anyway.
Well, I say, you always hear that on America Tonight. We say, what happens every single week? Mother Nature rears her ugly head. Whether it's violent storms, power lines down in Missouri, ice storms, snowstorms, mudslides, you're right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been screaming for years, and why don't they just build all these, and get the infrastructure built up, just put all these nuclear power plants up in Wyoming. You know, we got so much desolated land up here. I mean, there's only 500,000 people in the old state, you know, and it's not like if something goes wrong, I had to say it myself. So the Wyoming people, you know, but it's pretty densely populated, and, you know, and they're talking about building a couple of them up here, I guess, but anyway, last thing, see if you can find out something for me. I'll put you to a challenge. I've been trying to find out, and I know this isn't, like, super important right now, but it's really got me curious. You know the story of the three monkeys?
The three monkeys.
Yeah. Hear no evil.
You need to see no evil. Yeah.
That comes from a little town that's about halfway between Tokyo and Sendai called Nikko. And I'm just wondering if that shrine's still okay, because obviously that area was rocking when those quakes were going, you know, and this thing goes back like 400 years. And when we were there, I remember my parents driving us up there, and we're looking at this thing, and I'm looking at it like, what, this is supposed to be something, or, you know, but it's a pretty famous fable, and you know, I'm just kind of curious about if the three monkeys are on. But yeah, at the same time, are we thinking that's what we probably need to rename our wonderful Communist Democratic Party, you know? Just call it the Three Monkey Party. I mean, nothing they say, everything that comes out of their mouth is evil. Everything you hear from them is evil. Everything they do is evil. So, you know, it's, yeah, we gotta call them the True Monkey Party. How's that?
I can think of other names. I'm going to find out about that shrine, though. You have me very curious. I'll find that out. Don, thanks. Coming up on the flip side, yeah, a little weak in count, and Rick from Illinois.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Boy, this is sad. Have you known anybody who has dementia or who has had a relative dealing with it? That's a rough road. I'm telling you, I feel my heart goes out to anybody who's had to deal with that. That's rough stuff. They say that nearly 15 million people in the U.S. take care of somebody with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia. And that amounts to about 17 billion. See, you break it down in hours. 17 billion hours or 200. I was stunned when I saw this. 202 billion in unpaid care. What's happened is the Alzheimer's Association has released their annual report. So then you see these stunning numbers and you say, wow, I didn't realize that. Wow. And to put it into perspective, because it is about numbers we can count. If all the people that were helping those with Alzheimer's or some or loved ones with some other form of dementia, if they lived in one state, it would be the nation's fifth largest state. So there is a big burden with Alzheimer's. I had a great aunt who had Alzheimer's, my Aunt Dot, and a great lady. And I didn't grow up around her. I didn't see her a lot. Luckily, I got to know her before she had Alzheimer's, and she was like a wicked dominoes player. So I had the chance, before she died, I had the chance to spend some time with her with my favorite cousin, John, who did nothing but, you know, whip sarcastic comments on me, and she got that we would kibitz with each other. And playing dominoes with her was wild, because I'm not a great dominoes player. I didn't grow up playing the game, right? But I think she would recognize me every once in a while, because she would make the comment, and then I think she would forget my name. But it was fun that we got to play with her before it was too late, let's just say that. And I saw firsthand, just briefly, the glimpses of it, what it was like for somebody to deal with someone they're close to, who one day they remember your name, one day they don't. You're trying to do whatever you can to help them and make them feel comfortable. But imagine being lost in your own head where you can't, you don't know. You don't know who you're around. You don't know what's going on. Everything is about Japan, let's face it. We've focused a lot of our show on Japan. And now that they've suspended work on the nuclear power plant, did you realize, or did you know, or have you heard that about 50 workers stayed until they were basically forced out? 50 wanted to stay and make the sacrifice and take the chance and do whatever they could to help at the plant. They refused to go. They wanted to stay there, and they wanted to do whatever they could possibly do to help the situation. So they braved it. The small band of technicians, they were, you know, really the last, I guess, line of hope to prevent this catastrophe. And they're telling them basically that, you know, you got to go out. They were crawling through just mounds and mounds of equipment in darkness, because that's the deal. They got flashlights. And then you'd hear these periodic explosions, as it was described, with hydrogen gas basically escaping from the reactors. And once that ignites on contact, you know, it ignites with the air, boom, that's where you've got the, that's where you get the explosion. So, bravo, I guess. You'd have to say those people are heroes if they were willing to do that, because certainly they didn't have to. 5 workers have died since the earthquake. 22 more were injured for a couple of different reasons. Even one worker was hospitalized because he was unable to stand. He just started to gasp, couldn't get any air, and he needed treatment after he got a blast of radiation near one of the damaged reactors. And it's bad stuff. Any way you look at this, the idea is why would you, and this is what I don't understand about this plant. I'm for the nuclear power. I'm for nuclear power. Why in a seismically challenged area where you know there's a chance of something happening? We've already said this. Why would you build a plant there? I don't get that. There are other places to build. Why wouldn't you build there? Why wouldn't you lobby to build there instead of putting it in an area where it was so risky? And this is what happens. The luck runs out, and you have the situation that you have in Japan. It's awful. And it's a 40-year-old plant. I mean, you're watching the meltdown of it. It could be another Chernobyl. All right, this is the last one for We Can Count. Then we're going to Rick in Illinois. He's waiting in the wings. 54 Republicans. How about this? The House passed a stopgap measure to continue pumping money or funding the federal government until April 8th, about 50 Republicans decided to jump ship to oppose the 3-week spending bill. 54 Republicans, more than they expected, voted against the continuing resolution because they say it demonstrated a lack of seriousness about solving the nation's long-term budget woes. Uh-huh. Remember, earlier in the month, just 6 Republicans opposed House leaders and voted no on a similar 2-week extension. I mean, these extensions are ridiculous, but what are they going to do? There's nobody with the answer to this. That's what the deal is. Nobody has the answer to this. So, yeah, I get drawing the line in the sand, but then you better have a solution. better have a solution if that's the case. So anyway, the measure passed 271-158. The Senate is expected to approve it. No joke. Duh, winning. Wouldn't that be what Charlie Sheen says? And that would mean the government wouldn't, it would stave off the government shutting down for at least another 3 weeks. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, I see they pulled them people away from that nuclear plant because they're about to lose it, I guess. And the radiation's too intense.
The radiation's too intense, so they were staying. There was a crew of them hanging on, but there's no way they could hang on anymore.
No, they pulled them away from there because I think that plant's ready to blow up like Chernobyl did, melt down.
Yeah.
And they'll throw all that stuff in the air, and then it's going to come over and float. Land on California and Oregon, Washington, and contaminate our food and all that stuff. So it's a bigger mess than what they're letting on, but they don't want to panic everybody. So you got an army surplus store nearby. They're going to get some those meals to eat or whatever they got. I think it's going to be worse than what they're letting on. But.
Yeah, I think it's going to be worse than it's letting on,
yeah,
then they're letting
way,
on
way
too.
Bad. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, you got 4 nuclear plants right there at all, but now radiation right now. So.
Right.
And they got more over there, probably ready to lose too, so. But I see Saudi Arabia threw their troops in to help that Bahrain country. Why can't they march on over to Libya and help them out? You know, let them Arabs fight among themselves and keep us out of there.
Well, you know, we're getting sucked into that cyclone. You know it. It's just a matter of time. The Qaddafi forces are overwhelming the rebels now. I mean,
yeah.
They're closer than ever to the stronghold of the people who are trying to get Qaddafi out of there. And they've got airstrikes, they've got missiles, they've got tanks, artillery. And that's the thing. It's what we said to begin with. Qaddafi gave all his good stuff to the people that were loyal to him. So the rebel types didn't have the weaponry.
Yeah, you know, if Saudi Arabia can send troops in the next door country to help them out, they can just go on over to Libya and help them rebels out, too. Just let them fight among themselves.
Yeah.
Boy, we want to get involved in it.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see the it's either one way or the other. There's I hate the in the middle. Either you're in or you're out. You're in or you're out. Forget it. I mean, forget the playing the middle of this and one day we're kind of saying one thing from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and the next day we're cha-cha-ing around in a different way. Forget that. It's either one way or the other. You are choking to death, my friend.
Thanks.
Are you okay?
I'm getting a little cold or something.
Oh, you know what you need to take? You need to take some zinc.
Zinc. I need iodine pill from that radiation.
That's right.
Plant.
Go get some iodine pills before there aren't any left in the United States.
Yeah,
do something. Exactly. Rick, be safe, be healthy, my friend. Thank you. Oh, my, oh, my. I got to tell you this. I certainly struck a nerve, and we can count with the talking about how sad it is with Alzheimer's. And people could relate, I think, to my story. Princess Love said she felt sad when her grandmother forgot who she was. Jack from Down Under said his grandfather had Parkinson's. Boy, Parkinson's can be such a rough disease, too. Same thing. I've seen people battle that. We know Muhammad Ali, Michael J. Fox, too, doing the same thing.